Almighty Yahweh, Heavenly Father, we come before your throne, thanking and praising your name on this Sabbath day for the opportunity to serve you. Truly, Father, we know that we have but a short lifespan, and we have a short time before Yahshua returns. And we ask, Father, that you would prepare your people, that you would prepare your people who are called the seed of the blessed, those who are preparing their lives to walk in your truth and to do that which is right in your sight and to overcome this world and Satan the devil. Help your servants, Father. Give us help over the adversary and over the problems of this world that we live in. Help us to be a good witness, Father, as servants of yours, who are seeking to be the elect, who are reacting to the call that you've put out. We want to serve you, Father. We want to be your 144,000, those who are going to rise and meet Yahshua in the air, and those who are going to preach and teach in the kingdom, the thousand-year millennium, which is soon coming upon this earth. So, Father, as we seek to do that which is right in your sight, we ask that you would open hearts and that you would cause us to do the right thing, to be your people that have compassion on one another, on our neighbors and on our enemies, that we would show love to one another, because truly, those are the people you're looking for when Yahshua returns. So thank you again, Father, for the great sacrifice of your Son, Yahshua the Messiah, because we ask in his name, and you told us that anything that we ask in his name, that you would give it to us. And what we're asking for right now, Father, is more knowledge, more wisdom, so that we would be prepared when Yahshua returns. So we thank you for all that you've done for us, for our health, our life, health, and strength, and for helping us overcome all the afflictions that have been placed upon us, because you told us in your word that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but you will deliver the righteous out of each and every one of those afflictions. So we thank you again, and in Yahshua's name we pray. Hallelujah. I've entitled this message, The Seed of the Blessed. We're continuing with our series on 144,000. And for our opening passage of Scripture, I want you to turn to Matthew chapter 19. That's Matthew chapter 19, and we're going to start in verse 13. Matthew 19:13. It says, "Then were there brought to him little children, that he should lay his hands on them and pray. And the disciples rebuked him. But Yahshua said, Permit the little children, and forbid them not, to come to me, for to such belongs the kingdom of heaven. And he laid his hands on them and departed from there." Turn over to Mark chapter 10. Mark chapter 10, and we'll start in verse 13. That's Mark chapter 10, verse 13. "And they were bringing to him little children, that he should touch them. And his disciples rebuked them. But when Yahshua saw it, he was moved with indignation." He didn't like the way that they were, his own disciples, he didn't like the way that they were treating the little children. "And he said to them, Permit the little children to come to me. Forbid them not, for to such belongs the kingdom of Yahweh. Truly I say to you, whoever shall not receive the kingdom of Yahweh as a little child, he shall in no wise enter in it." And he took them in his arms and blessed them, laying his hands upon them. So Yahshua has a special place in his heart for the little children. And we have to receive the kingdom as we are little children. Mark chapter 9, verse 33. That's Mark 9, 33. And they came to Capernaum. And when he was in the house, he asked them, "What were you reasoning on the way?" But they held their peace, for they had disputed one with another on the way, who was the greatest. And he sat down and called the 12. And he said to them, "If any man would be first, he shall be last of all, and servant of all." And he took a little child, and set him in the middle of them, and taking him in his arms, he said to them, "Whoever shall receive one of such little children in my name receives me. And whoever receives me receives not me, but him that sent me." So we have to be like little children. And we have to receive as such. Yahshua said we were not going to be in the kingdom if we are not like little children. And the little children have what? They have an excitement. They have a fervor, and they have a love. They're very honest in their conviction, and they're very honest in their emotions. When you talk to them and you show them things, they're quick to accept what Yahshua is bringing forth. Turn over to Isaiah chapter 65. Isaiah chapter 65, and we'll start in verse 8. "In this manner says Yahweh, as the new wine is found in the clusters, and one says, 'Destroy it not, for a blessing is in it,' so will I do for my servant's sake, that I may not destroy them all. And I will bring forth a seed out of Jacob." And we know Jacob as Israel, a seed out of Israel, or Jacob. "And out of Judah, the worshiper of Yahweh, an inheritor of my mountains, and my chosen shall inherit it, and my servant shall dwell there. And Sharon shall be as a fold of flock, and the valley of Achor, a place for herds to lie down in, for my people that have sought me." And that goes with Zephaniah 1 about the people who have sought Yahweh. You know, he's going to hide them in the hour that is about to come upon the earth. "But you that forsake Yahweh, that forget my holy mountain, that prepare a table for fortune," or God, that's the mighty one of fortune, "and that fill up mingled wine to destiny," or money, "I will destine you to the sword, and you shall all bow down to the slaughter. Because when I called, you did not answer. When I spoke, you did not hear, but you did that which was evil in my eyes, and chose that in which I delighted not. Therefore, thus says Yahweh, behold, my servant shall eat, but you shall be hungry. Behold, my servant shall drink, but you shall be thirsty. Behold, my servant shall rejoice, but you shall be put to shame. Behold, my servant shall sing for joy of heart, but you shall cry for sorrow of heart, and shall wail for vexation of spirit. And you shall leave your name for a curse to my chosen, and the sovereign Yahweh will kill you, and he will call his servants by another name. He has a special name for his servants, so that he who blesses himself in the earth shall bless himself in the Elohim of truth. And he that swears in the earth shall swear by the Elohim of truth, because the former troubles are forgotten, and because they are hid from my eyes. For behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former things shall not be remembered, nor come into mind. But be glad and rejoice forever in that which I create. For behold, I create Jerusalem a rejoicing, and her people a joy. And I will rejoice in Jerusalem, and joy in my people. And there shall be heard in her no more the voice of weeping, and the voice of crying. There shall be no more there an infant of days, nor an old man that has not filled his days. For the child shall die 100 years old, and the sinner, being 100 years old, shall be cursed. Now, how many children you know are 100 years old? Alani, are you 100? No. See, this is showing you what's going to happen during the 1,000-year millennium. That a child, it says, there shall be no more an infant of days, nor an old man that has not filled his days. For the child shall die 100 years old, and the sinner, being 100 years old, shall be cursed. And they shall build houses and inhabit them, and they shall plant vineyards and eat the fruit of them. They shall not build and another inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat. For as the days of a tree shall be the days of my people. And that's 1,000 years. The olive tree in Israel lives for 1,000 years. And my chosen shall long enjoy the work of their hands. They shall not labor in vain, nor bring forth calamity. For they are the seed of the blessed of Yahweh. Now, the blessed of Yahweh is another term for the 144,000. And the seed of the blessed are going to be their children and their grandchildren. See? Because these children are going into the kingdom, or the 1,000-year millennium. Because they're under the age of accountability. When Yahshua comes at the end of the tribulation, these are the ones that are going into the kingdom, the 1,000-year millennium. Verse 23 again, it says, they shall not labor in vain, nor bring forth calamity, for they are the seed of the blessed of Yahweh. And like I said, I entitled this message, The Seed of the Blessed. In verse 24 it says, and it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer. And this is Yahweh speaking. I will answer, and while I will hear. The wolf and the lamb shall feed together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox, and dust shall be the serpent's food. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, says Yahweh. So the nature of the animals will be changed during that period of time. There's a new nature. And we know that's not the nature of the beast today, because if you put in front of a wolf a lamb, he's going to consume it. Genesis chapter 3. Genesis chapter 3. We We're going to start in verse 14. Yahweh Elohim said unto the serpent, because you have done this, cursed are you above all cattle, and above every beast of the field. Upon your belly shall you go, and dust shall you eat all the days of your life. And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. Now who is the seed of Satan? Who is the seed of the serpent? It's his people, his demons. It says, he shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. Remember, brethren, there are consequences to sin. If people sin, there are consequences. Turn to Romans chapter 16, Romans 16, verse 20. Romans 16:20. And Elohim, and the Elohim of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. The grace of our sovereign Yahshua the Messiah be with you. And this is Paul speaking to the Roman assembly. But what he's telling them is that we're going to crush Satan under our feet shortly. We're going to have the victory over Satan. But we have to be faithful. Genesis chapter 22. Turn to Genesis chapter 22. We'll start in verse 1. And this is entitled, The Seed of the Blessed. And it came to pass after these things that Elohim did prove Abraham and said unto Abraham, he said, here I am. And he said, take now your son, your only son, whom you love, even Isaac, and get you into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains, which I will tell you. And Abraham rose early in the morning, and saddled his ass, and took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son. And he cut the wood for the burnt offering, and rose up, and went to the place of which Elohim had told him. On the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes, and he saw the place far off. And Abraham said unto his young men, remain you here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder. We're going to go over to the place where we have to do the sacrifice, and we will worship and come again to you. So Abraham saw this as an opportunity to worship Yahweh. How many of you, if Yahweh asked you to sacrifice your son, and you only had one son, think of it. Would you be able to do it? Would you follow through? This is an act of worship. Verse 6, and Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac, his son. And he took in his hand the fire and the knife, and they went both of them together. And Isaac spoke to Abraham his father and said, my father. And he said, here I am, my son. And he said, behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering? And Abraham said, Elohim will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering, my son. And so they went both of them together. Now we know that he's provided that lamb for each one of us, and that lamb is Yahshua the Messiah, his only begotten son. But let us look a little deeper. And they came in verse 9 to the place where Elohim had told him of. And Abraham built the altar there and laid the wood in order and bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of Yahweh called to him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, here I am. And he said, lay not your hand upon the lad, neither do anything unto him, for now I know that you fear Elohim. And we have to get to that point in our lives, brethren, that Yahweh knows that we fear Him. Seeing you have not withheld your Son, your only Son, from me. See, we can't withhold anything from Yahweh. In verse 13, and Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him, a ram caught in the thicket by its horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering instead of his son. That was the sacrifice. And Abraham called the name of the place Yahweh Yireh, because Yahweh provides, as it is said to this day, in the mount of Yahweh it shall be provided. And the angel of Yahweh called unto Abraham a second time out of the heaven and said, by myself have I sworn, says Yahweh, because you have done this thing and have not withheld your son, your only son, that in blessing I will bless you, and multiplying I will multiply your seed as the stars of the heaven and as the sand which is upon the seashore, and your seed shall possess the gate of his enemies. And in your seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because you have obeyed my voice. So Abraham returned to his young men, and they rose up and went together to Beersheba. And Abraham dwelt at Beersheba. And Abraham shall all the earth be blessed. Hebrews 11. Hebrews 11. I'm going to start in verse 17. By faith, Abraham, being tried, offered up Isaac. Yes, he that gladly received the promises was offering up his only begotten son, to whom it is said, in Isaac shall your seed be called. Accounting that Yahweh is able to raise up even from the dead, from where he did also in a figure receive him back. Because Yahweh did raise up his son, Yahshua, from the dead. Another characteristic of the 144,000 are they are blessed of Yahweh. Their seed or children or children's children shall inherit the kingdom. Turn to Isaiah chapter 60. Isaiah chapter 60. I'm going to start in verse 1. Remember, this is entitled, The Seed of the Blessed. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of Yahweh has risen upon you. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the peoples. But Yahweh will arise upon you, and his glory shall be seen upon you, and nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. So we have to be light to the world, brethren, as the scriptures teach. Lift up your eyes all around and see. They all gather themselves together. They come to you. Your sons shall come from far, and your daughters shall be carried in the arms. Then you shall see and be radiant, and your heart shall thrill and be enlarged, because of the abundance of the sea shall be turned to you. The wealth of the nations shall come to you. The multitude of camels shall come cover you. The dromedaries of Midian and Ephah, all they from Sheba, shall come, and they shall bring gold and frankincense, and shall proclaim the praises of Yahweh. All the flocks of Kedar shall be gathered together to you. The rams of Nebaioth shall minister to you. They shall come up with acceptance on my altar, and I will glorify the house of my glory. Okay? It says, they shall come up with acceptance on my altar. And these are the flocks of Kedar. You see, they're offering sacrifice. And I will glorify the house of my glory. Who are these that fly as a cloud and as the doves to their windows? Surely the isle shall wait for me. No, these that fly as a cloud are the 144,000. These are those whose seed are the blessed of Yahweh. See? Because it talks about the daughters being carried on the arms, and it talks about the sons, and these being bright and light to the rest of the nation. Surely the isle shall wait for me, and the ships of Tarshish first, to bring your sons from far, their silver, their gold with them, for the name of Yahweh your Elohim, and for the Holy One of Israel. Because he has glorified you, and foreigners shall build up your walls, and their kings shall minister to you. For in my wrath I struck you, but my favor have I had mercy on you. Your gates also shall be open continually. They shall be open continually. They shall not be shut day or night, that men may bring to you the wealth of the nation, and their kings led captive. For that nation and kingdom that will not serve you shall perish. Yes, those nations shall be utterly wasted. The glory of Lebanon shall come to you, their fir tree, the pine, the box tree together, to beautify the place of my sanctuary. And I will make the place of my feet glorious. And the sons of them that afflicted you shall come bending to you. And all they that despise you shall bow themselves at the soles of your feet. And they shall call you the city of Yahweh, the Zion of the Holy One of Israel. Whereas you have been forsaken and hated, so that no man pass through you, I will make you an eternal excellency, a joy of my generation. You shall also suck the milk of the nations and suck the breast of the kings, and you shall know that I, Yahweh, am your Savior and your Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob. For bronze I will bring gold, for iron I will bring silver, and for wood bronze, and for stones iron. I will also make your officers peace and your exactors righteousness. Violence shall no more be heard in your land, desolation, nor destruction within your borders. But you shall call your walls salvation. And we know that salvation is Yahshua the Messiah, and your gates praise. The sun shall no more shall be no more your light by day, neither for brightness shall the moon give light to you. But Yahweh will be to you an everlasting light, and your Elohim, your glory. Your sun shall no more go down, neither shall your moon withdraw itself, for Yahweh will be your everlasting light, and the days of your mourning shall be ended. Your people also shall be all righteous. Which means they're going to be keeping the commandments. They shall inherit the land forever. Branch of my planting the work of my hands, that I may be glorified. The little one shall become a thousand, and the small one a strong nation. I, Yahweh, will hasten it in its time. Turn over to Isaiah chapter 26. Isaiah chapter 26. We're going to start in verse 1. In that day shall this song be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. Salvation will he appoint for walls and bulwarks. Open the gates that the righteous nation which keeps faith may enter in. You will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you, trusting you forever. For Yahweh is an everlasting rock. For you that there is in the throne high is a lack of sinner. He lays it low. He lays it low even to the ground. He brings it even to the dust. The foot shall tread it down, even the feet of the poor and the steps of the needy. The way of the just is uprightness. You that are upright direct the path of the just. And that's what the 144,000 have to do. They have to direct the path of the just. Yes, in the way of your judgments, O Yahweh, have we waited for you. To your name, even to your memorial name, is the desire of our soul. So it's very important, the name of Yahweh, and that we use it to overcome this world, Satan the devil. With my soul have I desired you in the night. Yes, with my spirit within me will I seek you earnestly. For when your judgments in the earth, the inhabitants of the world learn righteousness. Let favor be showed to the wicked, yet will he not learn righteousness. In the land of the uprightness will he deal wrongfully and will not behold the majesty of Yahweh. That majesty is going to be with the seed of the blessed. Yahweh, your hand is lifted up, yet they see not. But they shall see your zeal for the people and be put to shame. Yes, fire shall devour your adversaries. And we know that's the punishment of the wicked. They're going to be destroyed in Gehenna, the lake of fire. Yahweh will ordain peace for us, for you have also worked all our works for us. O Yahweh, our Elohim, other rulers beside you have had dominion over us, but by you only will we make mention of your name. They are dead, they shall not live, they are deceased, they shall not rise. Therefore have you visited and destroyed them and made all remembrance of them to perish. You have increased the nation. O Yahweh, you have increased the nation. You are glorified. You shall have enlarged, you have enlarged the borders of the land. And we know that the original borders of Israel was supposed to be from all the way from Egypt to the Euphrates. But the borders of Egypt have never been that large. But that's going to happen. It's coming. It's coming. In verse 16 it says, Yahweh in trouble. Have they visited you? They poured out a prayer when your chastening was upon them. And that's what happens when people are being judged. Then they want to pray to Yahweh. They want to ask for his forgiveness. But he's not going to hear the prayers of the wicked brethren. only the prayers of the righteous. Like as a woman with child that draws near to the time of her delivery, is in pain and cries out in her pangs, so we have been before you, O Yahweh. We have been with child. We have been in pain. We have, as it were, brought forth wind. We have not worked any deliverance in the earth, neither have the inhabitants of the world fallen. Your dead shall live. My dead bodies shall arise. Awake and sing, you that dwell in the dust. For your dew is as the dew of herbs, and the earth shall cast forth the dead. But the dead in Yahweh will rise, as it says in 1 Corinthians 15, because they have Yahweh's Holy Spirit. And they're going to arise to be a part of that first resurrection, the 144,000. Come, my people, enter into your chambers and shut your doors about you. Hide yourself for a little moment until the indignation is past. For behold, Yahweh comes forth out of his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity, their sin. The earth also shall disclose her blood and shall no more cover the slain. Revelation 21, verse 22. And I saw no temple within it. This is talking about the holy city. For Yahweh El Shaddai and the Lamb are the temple of it. And the city has no need of sun, neither of moon to shine upon it. For the glory of Yahweh did light it, and the lamp of it is the Lamb. And the nations shall walk amidst the lights of it. And the kings of the earth bring their glory into it, and the gates of it shall in no wise be shut by day, for there shall be no night there. And they shall bring the glory and the honor of the nations into it, and there shall in no wise enter into it anything unclean, or he that makes an abomination and a lie, but only they that are written in the Lamb's book of life. They're the only ones that are going to be able to go into that holy city. Psalm 89. Psalm 89, we'll start in verse 1. I will sing of the loving kindness of Yahweh forever. With my mouth will I make known your faithfulness to all generations. For I have said, mercy shall be built up forever. Your faithfulness will you establish in the very heavens. I have made a covenant with my chosen. I have sworn to David my servant. Your seed will I establish forever and build up your throne to all generations. Selah. And the heavens shall praise your wonders, O Yahweh, your faithfulness also in the assembly of the Holy One. And we want to be in that assembly of the Holy One because we are the seed of the blessed. For who is in the skies can be compared to Yahweh? Who among the sons of the mighty is like Yahweh? There's only one, and that's Yahshua the Messiah. And he's the first fruits. But he has a group that's going to be like him. First fruits, the Vicarine, 144,000. And El, very terrible in verse 7, in the council of the Holy One. And to be feared above all them that are all around him. O Yahweh Elohim of hosts, who is a mighty one like you, O Yah? And your faithfulness is all around you. You rule the pride of the sea. When the waves of it arise, you still them. You have broken Rahab in pieces as one that is slain. You have scattered your enemies with the arm of your strength. We do work with our arm, and the arm of Yahweh is Yahshua. He's the arm of Yahweh's strength. Nothing that was created without Yahshua. He created all things. The heavens are yours. The earth also is yours. The world and the fullness of it. You have founded them. The north and the south, you have created them. Tabor and Hermon, rejoice in your name. You have a mighty arm. And that's Yahshua the Messiah. Strong is your hand, and high is your right hand. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Loving kindness and truth go before your face. As we get older, those of us that have children, we have sons, they act as our arms. They do certain works for us. See? They accomplish missions and things that we have for them to accomplish. But they have to be faithful to do that. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne, and loving kindness and truth go before your face. Blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. They walk, O Yahweh, in the light of your countenance. And that's what we have to do, brother. We have to walk in the light, as we saw in Revelation, of Yahweh's countenance. In your name they rejoice all the day. So yes, we know the name of Yahweh is important. For you are the glory of their strength, and in your favor our horn shall be exalted. For our shield belongs to Yahweh, and our king to the Holy One of Israel. Then you spoke in a vision to your saints. And that's another name for Yahweh's 144,000, his saints. And said, I have laid help upon one that is mighty. I have exalted one chosen out of the people. I have found David, my servant. With my holy oil have I anointed him, with whom my hand shall be established. My arm also shall strengthen him. And this is Yahshua, who's strengthening King David. The enemy shall not exact from him, nor the son of wickedness afflict him. And I will beat down his adversaries before him, and strike them that hate him. But my faithfulness and my loving kindness shall be with him, and in my name shall his horn be exalted. I will set his hand also upon the sea, and his right hand on the rivers. He shall cry to me, you are my Father, my El, and the rock of my salvation. I will make him my firstborn, the highest of the kings of the earth. My loving kindness will I keep for him forevermore, and my covenant shall stand fast with him. His seed also will I make to endure forever, and his throne as the days of heaven. Now, we're not talking, is the seed of David? The only seed of David that's living forever is Yahshua. And this is talking about, in verse 27, his firstborn, his seed, the firstborn of Yahweh is Yahshua the Messiah. And we, as the 144,000, have to be that Bikurim, the firstborn of the earth, following Yahshua. Verse 30, it says, if his children forsake my law and walk not in my ordinances, if they break my statutes and keep not my commandments, then will I visit their transgression with the rod, and their iniquity with stripes. Yahshua received the stripes for our sin, for our iniquity, because he committed those sins. my loving kindness will I not utterly take from him, nor suffer my faithfulness to fail. My covenant will I not break, nor alter the thing that has gone out of my lips. Yahweh does not lie. If he promises us certain things, they will come to pass. Once I have sworn it by my holiness, I will not lie to David. His seed shall endure forever, and his throne as the sun before me. It shall be established forever as the moon, and be a faithful witness in the sky. Selah. Yahweh is faithful, brethren. He says that his seed shall endure forever. And if we're following in the footsteps of Yahshua the Messiah, we're going to be the seed of the blessed. Because we know Yahshua was truly blessed of Yahweh. Psalm 105. We'll read verses 1 to 7. I want you to read the rest of the chapter later because it's important. You need to understand that. That's Psalm 105. Oh, give thanks to Yahweh. Call upon his name. See, we have to call upon the name of Yahweh, brother. That's important. Make known among the peoples his doing. Sing to him, sing praises to him. Talk of all his marvelous works. Glory in his holy name. And let the heart of them rejoice that seek Yahweh. Seek you Yahweh and his strength. Seek his face forevermore. Remember his marvelous works that he has done. His wonders and the judgments of his mouth. O you seed of Abraham, his servant. Are we the seed of the blessed, brethren? He is Yahweh, our Elohim. His judgments are in all the earth. Even though I said I wasn't going to read it, I'm going to read verse 8 and 9 and 10. But you read the rest of the chapter, like I said. It's very important that you understand this book, this chapter 105. He has remembered his covenant forever. The word which he commanded to 1,000 generations, the covenant which he made with Abraham, and his oath with Isaac, Abraham's seed. And it says, in Isaac shall your seed be blessed, just like it said to Abraham, and confirm the same to Jacob, Israel, for a statute, to Israel for an everlasting covenant. It is an everlasting covenant, brethren. It's going to last forever. Isaiah chapter 48. Isaiah chapter 48, verse 12. Listen to me, O Jacob, and Israel my called. I am he. I am the first, I am also the last. Yes, my hand has laid the foundation of the earth. My hand has spread out the heavens. When I call to them, they stand up together. Assemble yourselves, all you, and hear who among them has declared these things. He whom Yahweh loves shall perform his pleasure on Babylon. We're living in Babylon today, these last days, brethren. We're in Babylon. And his arm shall be on the Chaldeans. It's another name for the Babylonians. I, even I, have spoken. Yes, I have called him. I have brought him. And he shall make his way prosperous. Come near to me. Hear this. From the beginning, I have not spoken in secret. From the time that it was, there am I. And now the sovereign Yahweh has sent me and his spirit. Yahweh's spirit is in the earth, brethren. And his people have his Holy Spirit. In verse 17 it says, "In this manner, says Yahweh, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am Yahweh your Elohim who teaches you to profit, who leads you by the way that you should go. Oh, that you had listened to my commandments. Then your peace should have been as a river, and your righteousness as waves of the sea. Your seed also would have been as the sand, and the offspring of your bowels like the grains of it. His name would not be cut off nor destroyed from before me. Go forth from Babylon. Flee from the Chaldeans. With a voice of singing declare this, tell this, utter it, even to the end of the earth. Say, Yahweh has redeemed his servant Jacob, or Israel. And they thirsted not when he led them through the desert. He caused the waters to flow out of the rock for them. He split the rock also, and the waters gushed out. There is no peace, says Yahweh, to the wicked. No peace to the wicked. Galatians chapter 3. Galatians chapter 3. We'll start in verse 15. Brethren, I speak after the manner of men. No seed, but a man's covenant. Yet when it has been confirmed, no one makes it void or adds to it. Now to Abraham were the promises spoken, and to his seed. He says not. He says not, and to seeds as of many, but as of one, and to your seed, which is the Messiah. Now this I say, a covenant confirmed beforehand by Yahweh, the law, which came 430 years after, does not disannul, so as to make the promise of no effect. For if the inheritance is of the law, it is no more of promise. But Yahweh has granted it to Abraham by promise. What then is the law? It was added because of transgressions, until the seed should come to whom the promise has been made, and it was ordained through angels by the hand of the mediator. Now a mediator is not a mediator of one, but Yahweh is one. Is the law then against the promises of Elohim? By no means. For if there had been a law given which could make alive, truly righteousness would have been of the law. But the Scriptures shut up all things under sin, that the promise by faith in Yahshua the Messiah might be given to them that believe. That's who it was given to, them that believe. But before faith came, we were kept inward, or in prison, under the law, shut up unto faith, which should afterwards be revealed, so that the law has become our tutor to the Messiah, that we might be justified by faith. But now faith has come, we are no longer under a tutor, or the penalty of the law. For you are all sons of Elohim, through faith in the Messiah, Yahshua. For as many of you as were baptized into the Messiah, put on the Messiah. There can be neither Jew, worshiper of Yahweh, or Greek, pagan. There can be neither bond nor free. There can be neither male nor female, for you are all one in the Messiah. For you are all one in the Messiah. When Yahshua comes, 144,000 aren't going to be males. They aren't going to be female. They're going to be one in the Messiah. And if you are Messiahs, then you are Abraham's seed, heirs according to the promise. So, brethren, this is what we have to understand. This is what we have to see. You know, people don't understand that there is no male and female in the kingdom of the 144,000. We're talking about the thousand-year millennium, not eternity. Because in eternity, there is no flesh and blood. Isaiah 50, Isaiah 51. Verse 1. Listen to me, you that follow after righteousness, you that seek Yahweh. Look to the rock from where you were hewn, and to the hole of the pit from where you were dug. Look to Abraham your father, and to Sarah that bore you. For when he was but one, I called him, and I blessed him, and made him many. For Yahweh has comforted Zion. He has comforted all her waste places, and has made her wilderness like Eden, and her desert like a garden of Yahweh. Joy and gladness shall be found in it, thanksgiving, and the voice of melody. Attend to me, O my people, and give ear to me, O my nation, for a law shall go forth from me, and I will establish my justice for a light of the people. My righteousness is near, my salvation is gone forth, and my arm shall judge the people. The owl shall wait for me, and on my arm shall they trust. Lift up your eyes to heaven, to the heavens, and look upon the earth beneath, for the heavens shall vanish away like smoke, and the earth shall grow old like a garment, and they that dwell in it shall die in like manner. But my salvation shall be forever, and my righteousness shall not be abolished. Listen to me, you that know righteousness, the people in whose heart is my law. Fear not the reproach of men, neither be dismayed at their reviling. For the moths shall eat them up like a garment, and the worms shall eat them like wool. But my righteousness shall be forever, and my salvation to all generations. Awake, awake, put on strength, O arm of Yahweh. Awake, as in the day of old, the generations of ancient times. Is it not you that cut Rahab in pieces, that pierced the monster? Is it not you that dried up the sea, the waters of the great deep, that made the depths of the sea a way for the redeemed to pass over? And the ransomed of Yahweh shall return and come with singing to Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. Isaiah 34, verse 16. Seek you out of the book of Yahweh, and read, no one of these shall be missing. None shall want her mate, for my mouth it has commanded, and his spirit has gathered them, and he has cast a lot for them, and his hand has divided it to them by line, and they shall possess it forever. From generation to generation shall they dwell in it. And just verse 8 of the same chapter. For Yahweh has a day of vengeance, a year of recompense, for the cause of Zion. A year of recompense. Chapter 35. That's Isaiah 35 for our closing passage. 1 to 10. Verses 1 to 10. The wilderness and the dry land shall be glad, and the desert shall rejoice and blossom as the rose. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice even with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given to it, the excellency of Carmel and Sharon, and they shall see glory, the glory of Yahweh, the excellency of our Elohim. Strengthen the weak hands and confirm the feeble knees. Say to them that are of fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your Elohim will come with vengeance, with recompense of Elohim. He will come and save you. He's going to send Yahshua. That's what Yahshua means, salvation. Verse 5, then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap as a hart, and the tongue of the dumb shall sing. For in the wilderness shall waters break out, and the streams in the desert, and the glowing sand shall become a pool, and the thirsty ground springs of water. In the habitation of jackals, where they lay, shall the grass with reeds and rushes, shall be grass with reeds and rushes, and a highway shall be there, and a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for the redeemed. Another name for the 144,000, the redeemed. Another one of the characteristics. The wayfaring men, yes, fools, shall not err in it. No lion shall be there, nor any ravenous beast go up upon on it. They shall not be found there. Remember, the nature of the beast shall be changed. But the redeemed shall walk there, and the ransomed of Yahweh shall return and come with singing to Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon their heads, and they shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. They're going to flee away because they're going to be only joy in the kingdom of Yahweh. No sighing, no sadness. Remember the characteristics of the 144,000. They are the blessed of Yahweh, and their seed, their children or their children's children, shall inherit the kingdom. Brethren, each one of us want to have, we want to be a part of that 144,000. We want our children and our children's children to be a part of the blessed, the seed of the blessed. We want them to be that seed. We want them to inherit the kingdom so that they will learn at the feet of Yahshua and the 144,000 how to be good servants of Almighty Yahweh. At this time, I want to thank you for joining in and participating, but I also want to encourage you. I want to encourage you to look up. Look to Yahweh, because He's going to give you everything you have need of to make it, to be a part of the 144,000 or to be the seed of the blessed. May Almighty Yahweh bless you as you seek to serve Him and continue to do that which is right in His sight. At this time, I'd like to ask Brother Al if he would close with a word of prayer.
Let's all bow. Father, we come before You on another glorious Sabbath. We thank You for the message we've heard. We thank You for the time that we can separate from the foolishness and the chaos we see all around. This world is falling apart, and it's falling apart quickly. We know that You have our best interest in mind, that You're watching over us, You're protecting us, preserving us, getting us ready, Father, for the return of Yeshua. We thank You for the spirit that You put within our hearts, for the hope that is in our heart and mind. We pray, Father, that You give us a greater portion We need more of your Spirit, Yahweh, if we're going to manifest the fruits of the Spirit in our lives. We're going to be examples, living epistles to people. We thank you for the messages that we hear each Sabbath. We thank you for the songs of praise and the sacrifices of our lips that people offer every day, every Shabbat. We give you thanks and praise, Father, for those that have joined us today. It makes it so much more enlightening and more rewarding, the Sabbath, when we have people to worship with. We know, Father, that you have promises in your word in regards to our children as being your children. We have the promise, Father, that it says, my spirit is upon you, and my words which I have put in your mouth shall not depart out of your mouth, nor out of the mouth of your seed, nor out of the mouth of your seed, says Yahweh, from now on and forever. We have a promise, Father, that our children will be speaking the word, that you're going to put your spirit upon them, that you're going to deliver them. You're going to open their hearts and their minds and see, help them and allow them to see the truth of your word. We take hope, we take courage in the promises that we stand upon, because we know, Father, that you are not a man that you would lie, but you're faithful and honest and true. And we look to you, Yahweh, to continue to meet our every need. Continue to bless those that are on the prayer list. Open their eyes, Father, that they may behold the wondrous things out of your laws. We read in Psalm 119. We just give you the thanks, the praise, the glory, honor that you rightfully deserve. Thank you for the relationships of YPTC and that you're continuing to bless those relationships, continuing to concrete them together. We know that it is the bond of peace. We thank you, Father, for the faith that we have. Thank you for everything in Yeshua's name who makes it possible for us to come before your throne of grace 24 hours a day, 7 days a week with our petitions, our needs, and our desires. And we give you thanks. In Yeshua's name we pray, hallelujah and amen.